He's high tech stuff. I live to blow it up, and he lives. I do. I hate every computer. It's a shame and disgrace when a little 5 and 6 year old can operate them, and I can't. I tell you the truth. But I sure appreciate everybody, and I'll try my best to behave myself to the worship hour. Is that right? Look. Now, why did I expect that from him? I don't know how to explain it to you without crying, and I don't want to do that. I owe a lot of gratitude to you people. And sometimes I wished I had descriptive adjectives that I could describe it to you. Brother Lawrence and I don't remember when it was. I can't get it all together probably. When we come down and worked on y'all's building, and we was putting the roof on the parsonage and helping you with y'all's roofs, little did I know that I'd ever meet a man. Brother Glenn Johnson called me. You don't never know who you're affecting. I'd never met Brother Glenn in my life. I didn't even know him. He called me, and I think he was here at a missions conference. So when was that, Brother Lawrence? It was in March. So he called me up, and he asked me, he said, Brother Sisson, he said, I was down with Brother Lawrence, and said he was showing me the work that the men done. He said, do you reckon you could help us? And I said, well, Brother Will, it's just a bunch of men giving back to the Lord because he's been so good to us. And I said, if it's any way, I said, we can't come next week, but I said, if you'll give us a date, I said, I'll get all the guys together and see if we can come down and help you. That's in Ringo, Georgia. So anyway, my wife and my boy lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and so Ringo's not too far from Atlanta. So we stopped by and seen the Harvest Deaf Ministry, met Brother Glenn. He showed me all that he wanted done, or tried to get done. So how many was it? It was 30? Most everybody in this building, and most of y'all know me, I've always run like a racehorse for all my life. I mean, all my life I've been in relatively good health until last year I had gallbladder surgery. So anyway, we was down there taking a roof off in that Georgia sun, hot, and we was putting the roof back on. And I asked Brother Lawrence, I said, I thought, see, with the male gender, people don't really realize, right here was where that I was having pain in my back. Just right there. No pain going down my arms, or no sweating, or no palpitation, or nothing like that. So I asked Brother Lawrence, and he went and got me a couple of antacids or Tums, and I ate the things, and so it just went away. So the next day, we poured, 17, 18 yards of concrete, and raked it. Do y'all know what I mean by raking concrete? Pulling concrete. Well, that went on to Friday, I think it was. We worked every day, and I felt good. I mean, I didn't have pain in my body. So we got back home, and we went to have simple blood work. Simple blood work. And the doctor looked at me and he said, a friend of mine, I preach for him every year of my life, and he's a lab tech. And he said, Brother Sisson, he said, I think we're going to run an EKG. So he ran the EKG. Good doctor. He put 5 nitroglycerin tablets in my pocket. And most of you know it's hard to get any kind of a doctor appointment, let alone a heart surgeon. So he put these 5, wouldn't even let me drive. You don't want to be around me when that occurs. So he didn't want me to drive, and so he sent me home, and my wife was driving. So when I got, he got me an appointment just like that. So I went straight to this doctor, and he examined me, and he did another EKG, and then he was going to put me on them treadmills. He listened to my heart, and he said, there's no sense me putting you on no treadmill. He said, you have a bad valve. Just like that. Just no sense me putting you on no treadmill. You got a bad valve. Just listening to it. So they went on and they did this, what they call an echocardiogram. I don't know if you know what I mean by that. They put this jelly on you and then they do this thing. And sit there and you see the valve of your heart open. I like that stuff. So I sat there and watched it. I mean, I like it. My heart, my valve. So I just sat there and watched the thing. And he told me, he said, let's in, let's blood in, let's blood out. So he said, from here, I want you to see how this thing speeds up. And immediately they sent me to, from there, they sent me to do the heart cath. That's where they go cut the groin and go up through here with this little thing. I sat there and watched that. He said, do you like bluegrass? I said, man, I love bluegrass. He told that nurse, he said, put that CD on. So I'm laying there, and he's running this thing, and we're listening to bluegrass gospel. We get up there, Brother Jay. He's pushing this thing up through my heart. And I'm sitting there watching it on the monitor, Brother Larry, and all of a sudden it says, mm-mm, and it does a turn. Don't y'all like nothing? It just does this turn, a little bitty thing. And he told me, I said, if I had got any blockage, he said, I'll have to talk to your wife and your family. Boy, I done knew I was in trouble then. And so anyway, to make this thing speed it up right quick, sometimes our plans is not God's plans. I mean, it's God's got a plan that we think we know, we got it all planned out. And sometimes God can just stop it all, just like that. So anyway, from there, they three artery bypasses, a bad valve. They cut me from there up to here, crossed here, down here, up here. I looked like a road map. But anyway, to make all this, they're trying to get a good vein out of my leg. They did three artery bypasses. Then they put this valve in. And opened my heart up and all this stuff. But the doctor, bless his heart, the surgeon, to show you how you're blessed of the Lord and don't even know it, he said, I want to ask you something. And this is Dr. Robert Phillips. But when I appreciate my wife, God bless her heart, she's stood beside me and told you I didn't want to get tore up. She lost a lot of weight. To show you how the Lord works behind the scenes where she could take care of me. So the doctor said, I need, at any time that you feel like you or your wife or your children feel like that you're not satisfied with this, or am I talking about prior to going into the surgery, open heart surgery, he said, you just tell me. And he said, we'll stop and I'll send you to Lexington. He said, we'll take that from the Lord. That's him speaking to us. Just like that. That's a good doctor. And he says, we'll just let the hospital acquire the cost. And he said, prior to us going into that OR, he said, prior to us going in, at any time you feel uncomfortable about this, your wife or your children, said, just tell me and we'll stop. Okay? Ain't that a blessing? So I stayed in the hospital 9 days. And they wore them little split gowns and ain't that pitiful. Lord, help us. And they sent me cards and pictures and me wearing cowboy boots with a holding the back. They love me. Y'all got a visual? So anyway, after about 6 days, I was not getting any better. And I was trying to do everything they told me to walk and hug my little bear and squeeze that thing and all this stuff. So after about 6 days of it, the lower end of my heart wasn't doing what it's supposed to. So they put in this pacemaker. And after about three days later, I was doing super. So they discharged me from the hospital. Got to go home. Hallelujah for home. Say amen. I love home. I love my bed. Yeah. I've been thinking about hooking on the back of that Buick and just pulling it down the road. So anybody here ever had heart surgery? Have you, brother? Well, now remember now, I've been cut all to pieces. Up through here, here, down through here, here. They put this valve in. Nobody don't tell me nothing. So we go home that night, and boy, I'm so glad to be home. So we get ready to go to bed that night. I go in there and lay down, and I don't have a clue what's wrong with me. My body just heats up. My body just heats up. Sweat just pours off of me. I can't turn over, and I can't sleep on my back. So I'm laying, I can't turn over, and I'm laying there, and sweat's pouring off of me, and then I heat up and then cool down, heat up and cool down. I thought I was dying. I thought, I'm fixing to exit this world. Next morning, we get up, call the doctor. I didn't know what's wrong with me. So we call the doctor, and he says, oh, we put a female pig valve in you. He said, you're just heating up and cooling down. He said, you're going through the change. Ain't that awful? They done that to me. My doctor done that. Yeah. Y'all look like y'all just took a dose of Castro. But anyways, let me hurry up. I got to go, hurry to go. So then my doctor, we go up, and we go up for our, I don't know what you call it, checkup or whatever. I'm doing good, man. I can get on a treadmill and I can go 30 minutes and do 3 miles an hour. That's smoking a treadmill for a person that has heart attack. But hey, doctor, he said, boy, you're doing good. And I was doing good. So anyway, I was healing up good. So we get ready to leave, and this is a cardiologist. He comes over, our brother Jay, and bless his heart, he kisses me like this. And then he goes, kisses my wife. My wife said, I'm coming back tomorrow. Ain't that pitiful? But I'm just hurried. So anyway, bless his heart, after all this stuff's over, and he tells me to tell you, you can do anything now that your body tells you to do. That's your green light. Are you listening to me? That's your green light. That's your red light. You can do anything your body tells you to do. So I had every intention. Now, this is me. This is my thinking. This is my mentality. I had two meetings out, one in Aiden, North Carolina, and I've had to cancel so many meetings. And then I had one in Morehead City, North Carolina. And that's right on the coast. I thought, I am going as hard as I can to Grace Baptist, sit on that pew, and say, feed me, shepherd, feed me, shepherd. I'm just going to sit here and just let somebody preach to me. That's what I wanted. Y'all look like y'all want to go eat. But that's what I wanted. But anyway, so I had to cut the meeting short. I'm hitting all these high spots. From my knees down, from here to my ankles, was just like I couldn't support myself. Do you have that problem, brother? Huh? Occasionally. I couldn't support myself. I mean, I was falling around and stumbling and couldn't hold myself up. And went right on and preached every night. This woman that I live with, she goes and gets a remote. I'm telling you, the church house is full of people. She told me, she said, if you don't stay up there and quit coming down them steps, I'm going to use this remote on you. Stop my pacemaker. I ain't that pitiful. And so here she does like this. Shut my pacemaker off. Put me on pause. Speed me up. Slow me down. Put me in reverse. See what I mean? But anyway, I left, come home, went to my doctor again. That's the reason why I wasn't here Thursday. Drove all the way in from Morehead City. Didn't drive all the way. We drove till I got tired, went to bed, and it's pouring down rain because he don't want me driving. He just says, them days is over. Them days is over. He said, you can't do that no more. You can't drive 11, 12 hours, all this stuff. You know what I dislike about this stuff? That woman I live with. They delight in this stuff. I don't like it. I don't mind them telling me what to do, but don't gloat over it. You ain't supposed to be eating that. Don't eat that. Don't eat this. Don't go there. I don't like that stuff. Then she's happy about it. Watch her grin. See what I mean? And it ain't working now. The other day, we've been married 46 years. She said, do you ever notice we just don't have an argument anymore? I said, you want to? Ain't that pitiful? Boring. I hate that word, too. We don't have no, I'm going to put it on the side of the road. I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to put it on the side of the road. But let me hurry up. Let me go. Okay. So, to show you how good the Lord is, to show you how good the Lord is. I go to that doctor. They do all this blood work on me. One says, my pacemaker's misfiring. Now, that's a sight for Melvin Sisson, misfiring. Say amen. So anyway, they do all this blood work and One says it could be my meds that I'm on. The other one says it could be your pacemaker. One says this, that your knees support your body weight. And probably I went out too soon and didn't give my knees and time, my legs time enough to build up body strength. But anyway, I am doing good. Hoo-ah! I am really born. I bless the name of God. Ain't it good to have good health? You know, I tell everybody, I want you to watch this. Miss Wanda singing that song. I want you to just do this. Stick your hand up just for a minute. Just put your hand up there. Now do this. Just do it. In a millisecond, your brain sends a signal. Ain't that a blessing to be able to do that? I know people that would give anything in the world to be able to do that. Anything. And I can't show you because if you go up here and look at my hands, if I do that, then I open them up, all of a sudden my hands, that just turns red. Ain't that a blessing? Before they only, they're white as my handkerchief. My wife said I look like a dead man. My whole point is God's been so good to me. Now I'm going to tell you whether y'all, I don't know if you had open heart surgery or not, but you're laying on that, getting ready to go in there, and they're going to take your heart out. They're going to take a valve out of your heart. They're going to put the valve in. Then they're going to do all these, replace all these veins. And the doctor said, you don't seem to have no anxiety. And a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And I believe that. Hey, watch this. If God is the same God when you're on the mountaintop, He's the same God when you're in the valley. We had a ball at that. They put me in some kind of intensive care. We had a ball. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. Him nurses said, boy, we like taking care of you. Ain't that a sight? I had my wife to bring in. I had bring them a chocolate milkshake. Bring me one too. Yeah. Hospital food, yuck. Say amen right there. Man, die just eating that junk. If you didn't die from that other stuff, you'd die from eating that food. Ain't got no taste to it. But I want you to listen to this right quick. People have been so good to me and my family. I've been on radio for 26 years, I think. Been in evangelism soon, since 1982, I think, 81. And you folks helped us. God bless your heart. I think as of to date, after I don't know how much it all is, I can't even tell you, the hospital bill is $136,000, not counting the cardiologists, the radiologists, all these other ologists. But I guess everybody says, and I get a lot of flack from this. People say, well, Preacher Sisson, see, I couldn't. Years ago, my wife had all the medical issues, and I couldn't let her insurance expire. I couldn't do that. So mine got to be almost, it started out 137, then 157, then 187, then $200, and then 225, and then went all the way to 400 and something almost every month. That's just me. No sicknesses, I'm in good health, all this stuff. And so if you figure that up right quick, we're talking about $8,600, $8,200 a year, multiply that times 12. That's a big hunk of change. So anyway, I let mine go, kept hers. Because I thought, man, I'll soon be 65 and get on Medicare, hot dog. Now they're going to cut that. Am I not? But anyway, that didn't work out. So everybody says, well, you ought to be a good steward. I try. God knows I try. So anyway, that's the reason why that I didn't have insurance. So I'm just hitting all these high spots. So the hospital bill, and you'll hear me, if y'all will listen real close, on 10 years in, I went and applied for this. I know, don't come back down off that step. Don't even say it. I don't want to hear it. So they told me, they said, if you don't make between like $32,000, like $48,000 a year, $32,000 to $48,000 in that range, and you take them your car title or you show them your 1040 form from last year and your blood type, it's like, they'll help you like 80% of $130-some thousand. If that be true, if I get it, you will hear me shout and scream all the way from Somerset. Paint my face black and call me Obama. You better not. But I'm just trying to get you to say, now you got me ticked, quit it. Over probably somewhere around $180,000, $190,000. And I got to tell you, this is a blessing. I'm trying to hurry. Can you believe churches like Grace, you people? I think as of today, there's over $40,000 that I have in an account to help me pay my bills. God bless your heart. This guy said, boy, that ain't a whole lot compared to what you owe. I said, it's sure a whole lot I didn't have. Amen. You'll get that in a minute. Ain't that a blessing? That's a blessing to me. Because I know I can't. I'll be paying papers for the rest of my life. But I'm trying to get you to see that I can, the doctors, I don't know how in the world people expect you to pay no $136,000. But let me show you what I mean by a blessing. This, just where I just come from, this man has cancer. And he's dying. I mean, he's on his final stage of cancer. He had one treatment that cost him $113,000. One treatment. $113,000. You've got good health, you ought to run around the building. I would run, but I'd have to walk back. But I'm telling you for God, if you've got good health, you ought to shout. And I told this long tongue yesterday. He is griping in the fuss. Now, so you ought to thank God you got a job to go to.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be mean. I better quit, hadn't I? Am I supposed to quit? Huh? You want me to quit? I see you looking at your watch. But am I not telling you the truth? Miss Wanda, when she sang that song, if you think about how good God's been to you, that remote ain't pausing. He ain't got the gift. Now, Mary's got it. But honestly, for God, I want to tell you that I thank you from my heart. Thank you. Ain't no way I could ever express myself. Brother Noble and Brother Don come, and Miss Wanda come in my house. Brother Lawrence, Miss Sharon, all you people, every card, every letter I've ever received from my heart, thank you. From my heart, thank you. I hope you stay around for the preaching service. Lord, help us. It's hard for me to behave myself. You better...